3 o'clock on a Tuesday. On a Tuesday afternoon, we generally chat with Chapman. Chatting with Chapman has become a thing. And Barry Chapman, the plumbing boss, is in the house, but unusually with Joni Cassidy today. Why? Well, because I was very impressed to see the plumbing boss arriving on Saturday for the Life and Style Fun Run. Not just arriving, but looking serious. And then doing what he does so well, cheering on those that were, you know, not doing as well as he, and charging past most, and coming out at the end of a very intense run looking absolutely fabulous. So well done, Barry, on your participation. And
thank you.
So good. And I thought we'd get Joni in, because I know that you wanted to have a little sort of recap about that. I think it's fantastic. So, but before we even start, because you're the plumbing man, I wanted to just clarify one thing. Someone thought that they might have run through sewerage during the run because there was a wetland, and you know, wetlands sometimes look a little you know, they look like maybe they are possibly, you know, I suppose, hey, you know, we live in an age where when you run across water that you're not expecting, the first question on the mind is it effluent? But what was your opinion?
Well, first off, that particular pile of water was in the middle of the bush. There was absolutely no infrastructure anywhere near it.
It's a natural wetland.
It's a natural wetland.
It's as pristine as it comes.
And all the smell that was there was 100% a smell. But the smell that was there was coming from all the decaying matter in the ground, the leaves and the roots and whatever has ended up on the floor. Bird poop and all of those wonderful things.
A totally natural thing.
So, and there was actually a person that commented about the smell.
Okay.
When I was running through there, because, you know, most people were trying to scoot around it. I just ran straight through it and mixed it up a little bit. So the aroma got a little more intense.
So you're the guy that caused the aroma. Well, that's right. But generally speaking, how did you find the route?
I loved it. I thought it was amazing.
Beautiful part of the world, hey?
Like a little hidden gem.
It absolutely is. Nothing does it. We were so excited for everyone to see. And you did the 10K, which means you got to see the desert-like parts. You went straight into the bush, into the wetland. What was it like for you? Like all the different scenery and the views that you got to see.
So for me, the start was quite cool. Nice and easy. Slow. Get into it. Let everybody spread out a little bit. And then as soon as you got out up that first little climb, you got into a little bit of single track section. And that was so cool, because for any trail runner, the single track is a thing. We hate a road.
Yes, absolutely.
And then quite cool just throwing a little Land Cruiser there with a rope,
rope
on the front of it for a little bit of fun. That was quite interesting.
By the way, did you need the rope?
I used the rope because I used the rope because I was very strictly instructed to secure myself upon the rope, so I didn't slip off and squash those behind me. So I listened.
So, you know, we've done that route multiple times, and we only decided to put a rope on a few days before the run. It was initially we were just going to climb up, but I'm so thankful we put the rope up. Everyone thought it was the coolest thing to add to a trail run.
No, it was very, very cool. But the thing that blew my mind so much was the contrast in temperatures between running out in the open desert, and then you go along the fence line of Serengeti and you pull into the forest.
And it's just cold.
And it's like an air conditioner.
Wow.
Yeah.
It was absolutely mind-blowing. Like, you don't want to leave the forest. And then the trail ends coming out the forest. You're like,
I got to go back to real life.
But you know, I've often heard people talking about the role of trees in the wild is exactly that. Apart from obviously the creation of oxygen, etc., but apparently they are like natural air conditioners. That it's not just the shade that is cool under the tree. They're doing a sort of a heat transfer, which is marvelous.
It's incredible. Yeah. That part of the forest, so we call that part the boot. And if you look at your Strava, you'll see the outline of a boot. And the boot was, it's first of all one of the most beautiful areas of the run. You see trees, and sometimes if you're lucky, you hear wildlife, and it's so stunning. You do get a bit of mud, a bit of rocks, but it's all in good fun. What was your favorite part of the whole run?
I think for me, there were two spots that were pretty awesome. The one was on our way, I think it was probably around the 4K mark. It was a very off-camber piece of road.
Yes.
With the rocks and boulders, so there was a bit of hopping, skipping, and jumping.
Okay.
That was quite cool. And then just before the end, you went around the dam loop.
Yeah.
Went up to the top, and when you had to go down that little washaway gorge.
How cool is that?
That was quite cool because I was rock hopping. I was just bouncing from edge to edge. Like, I think I actually jumped over two people that were that were inside the gorge, and I was just either side, and off I went. And it was really awesome. But the forests were very spectacular.
And it's just beautiful. And that's something we've been saying a lot before this run is I don't think anyone realizes what we've got right here. I didn't. Before we first went and saw the trails, this part of Salt Rock is something I don't think anyone really knows how beautiful it is.
100%. And I think the awesome part is being able to be gifted the opportunity to utilize that property to be able to carry it at an event like that.
Yeah, it was very, very good of the folk from New Salt Rock City. It used to be formerly Mount Richmore. Now New Salt Rock City, they obviously that will be developed in time, and that's but they're going to retain a huge amount of the natural wetland and natural bush. There's a large swathe, in fact many hectares that will be retained because it is so spectacular, which is great. So we're hoping that will be the location for years to come of really exciting events like this.
So things like how often is this going to happen? Is it going to be annually? Or
well, you know, the thing is, as we mentioned once or twice, the idea behind it was to commemorate the fact or to celebrate the fact that the Life and Style Media Company has reached the 20-year milestone. It was an anniversary, 20 years of you know, doing what we do on the North Coast in Palito, and then 10 years of radio. So it was a double celebration, and we wanted to create it because we thought, you know, this is a community that really enjoys getting out and about, whether it's running or walking or just enjoying the natural splendor of the area that we live in and celebrate. So rather than just parking off and, you know, watching a show or something, we thought it was an opportunity to invite people to come and participate in a communal thing.
That was epic.
Yeah, so thanks.
So maybe that. It is going to be an annual thing because we do have a birthday every year.
I think that's the goal.
I honestly think this needs to be seriously considered as an annual event.
Well, Joni and Tiara did a remarkable job of putting it together because, you know, see, we're not really in that space. Well, we are now, but we weren't. And so we had no idea what was involved in terms of the statutory requirements to keep things legal and safe and compliant, because everyone has to be on board. You know, every single security cluster has to be informed and on board, and with it the municipality and the liquor licensing and all. It's a huge amount of work. Joni, I think, could write a thesis now on and pass with summa cum laude. But it was it's pretty daunting to hoy a race together like that. But having done it now, and with the team that we've got, and the fact that it does seem to have had universal appeal, and thank you for that confirmation, Barry, I think absolutely it the North Coast, Palito environs, deserves an annual coming together event like this. And maybe we can make it bigger and better and more exciting and, you know, just generally speaking, create something that people will look forward to and maybe even come down for, you know, from other parts of the country. We'll build it together. How
yes,
about that?
Absolutely.
No, I mean, every friends that I spoke to, family members, as well as clients as well that participated in the events, there was no negatives that came out of it. They thoroughly enjoyed it. It was well organized. There were all the necessities that they needed afterwards and more. The entertainment was great. So, I mean, all around for me, it was a big, big win.
Well, you know,
that's so good to hear.
Isn't it just lovely to hear? Because, you know, sometimes you get a bit hung up on the technicalities and the challenges, and there were many challenges, but the girls rose to the occasion brilliantly, and everyone sort of got on board, and ultimately it was huge fun. Lots of stress, lots and lots. but you know, I think everyone needs a little bit of a time out now, but but so much excitement and adrenaline. Lovely to see, you know, when people started to arrive in their
blue shirts,
the Life and Style specially commissioned running shirts for the occasion. It was very heartwarming. Mm. It was like the town arrived to celebrate, which is exactly what we wanted to. It was just great. It was lovely. And so nice that you were there. I was joking about, you know, I thought you were going to, because I know you had another commitment in the bush. But it was great that you were there. I was delighted.
No, I had my honorary officer crew. They all stepped up to the plate and I didn't need to go there. They all did what they needed to do so I could get stuck in and celebrate a bit of fun with you guys. So. Well,
we're so grateful, thank Barry. You That's for why coming. We love having you here.
Yeah, Barry for president, I say. If Barry was president, we would all be... We would all be out of it, shall we? Yeah, Barry, thanks, man. We'll talk plumbing again next week, but for now we're just celebrating the fact that we had a great time together.
Mm.
And thank you for participating and those kind words. And Joni, you and the team did an awesome job.
Oh, everyone did, yes.
So it's onwards and upwards from here. And we look forward now to the next one. I think so.
Beautiful. Lovely job, Lee.
So that was a somewhat different chatting with Chapman today, but lots and lots of fun. And if you were there, I'm sure that you experienced exactly what Barry was talking about. And if you weren't there, well, hey, we'll do it again next year. How about that?
Yes.
Yay! And the afternoon show continues. Did you